With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Maine on Thursday disqualified former President Trump from that state's ballot in next year's presidential primary, becoming the second state to do so, alleging him for his alleged role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The decision will inevitably increase pressure on the U.S. Supreme Court to settle the issue of Mr. Trump's eligibility once and for all. Meanwhile, prosecutors are seeking to bar the former president from injecting politics into his federal election interference trial.
Special counsel Jack Smith's office is asking a judge to bar Trump's lawyers from raising what they call irrelevant political issues or arguments, including that the prosecution is vindictive and selective or was coordinated by President Biden. The motion to preclude Trump from introducing broad categories of arguments is a way for prosecutors to try to set parameters on what information they believe the jury should or should not hear. It was filed as the case is effectively on hold during an appeal of the former president's claims that he's immune from prosecution for acts taken while in the White House. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNnews.com, more Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week.
The Labor Department reports that jobless claims rose to 218,000 for the week ending December 23rd, an increase of 12,000 from the previous week. The four-week average of claims, which smooths out week-to-week ups and downs, fell by 250 to 212,000. Overall, 1.88 million Americans were collecting jobless benefits during the week that ended December 16, an increase of 14,000 from the previous week. Ken Lorman reporting.
Weekly unemployment claims are a proxy for layoffs. This is SRN News. Canada continues to show its wokeness. This time it's in men's bathrooms.
All federally regulated companies in the country must now place feminine hygiene products in the men's bathrooms to accommodate women who are living as men. The Canadian government issued the edict with the statement that, quote, employees must feel safe to use the toilet room that best reflects their gender. The policy is already in place for all Canadian government agencies and will now include Crown corporations, banks, airports, and train stations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Sports betting has spread rapidly across the U.S. since a 2018 Supreme Court ruling, despite the best efforts of clergymen and pro-family advocates. As of now, it's legal to place wagers on ball games in some 38 states, but the odds for expansion appear to be getting longer as state legislatures gear up for 2024. Proposals in a number of states have become bogged down by political resistance. This is SRN News. A bump in salary for workers in the Northeast.
Residents in several New England states looking forward to a hike in the minimum wage in 2024. In Rhode Island, the state's current $13 minimum wage will jump to $14 an hour on the first of the year. In Vermont, the state's minimum wage will reach $13.67, while Maine will see its hourly minimum tick up from $13.80 to $14.15. In Connecticut, the minimum will rise from $15 to $15.69. Jason Walker reporting.
Just months after filing for bankruptcy, Smile Direct Club announced it was shutting down its global operations and halting its teeth aligner treatments, leaving existing customers with a lot of questions, no more customer care support from the company, and few details about possible refunds. More at SRNnews.com.